Okay. I want to thank Menachem and Michael for taking the shiurim last week, being mechazik and marbitz tor barabim. And Beth Hashem, let's now continue. Nedarim daf chav gimel is today's daf. We are on chav beis and mabeis. Let's start with mishtabeach lei. Mishtabeach lei is about 10 lines up on chav beis amid beis. We are talking about charatas and psachim, different ways to break up nedarim. Yesterday was a number of agadic chazals about ka'as, about b'niyas bama. Maybe at the end, as we always say, maybe we'll talk a little bit about today's daf, yesterday's daf later. But now we have our work cut out for us. Okay. Mishtabeach le Rava l'Rav Nachman b'Rav Schora d'Adam Gadolhu. Rava was telling Rav Nachman what a great man Rav Schora was. Schora was a great man. Rava told Rav Nachman that. Amalo, l'kshyavol yadcha haveyehu li'yadi. So Rav Nachman said, you know, whenever Rav Schora comes by, you know, introduce him to me. You know, he sounds like he's such a great man, I want to meet him. So one time Rav Schora had a neder that he needed to be matir. Also the kabbit Rav Nachman, he came in front of Rav Nachman. Omar lei, nadarta adaita tohachi. So Rav Nachman asked him, did you, when you made the neder, did you have such and such in mind? Adaita tohachi, meaning he was trying to find him a way out of his neder. Did you know about this? He was looking for a Pesach. Omar lei in. He says, yeah. He said, I knew about everything and I still took my neder. Adaita tohachi, did you have this in mind? In, he said, yeah, kama zimnim. A number of times, Rav Nachman kept trying to help him out, and he kept saying, no, I had that in mind, I had that in mind already, so he couldn't find a way out of his nether. He couldn't find a Pesach. Again, a Pesach is a certain circumstance that he didn't know about at the time. Had he known about it, he wouldn't have taken the nether in the first place. So he keeps trying and keeps trying, and nothing works. So Ikvod Rav Nachman, finally Rav Nachman got upset. He said, I don't know how to be able to mount to this nether. Amalei zilakilach, just go away. He told Rav Schora to leave. Go to your porch. Go out of here. Navag Rav Schora upazah pisklanafshis. Then all of a sudden, after Rav Schora left, he figured out a way himself to be mater his own nether. How? Rebbe Omer, we'll see in a minute, he found the Pesach for himself. What? Based on the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, in the beginning of the second parak. Rebbe tells us, Ezu hi derech shishara shiyavar lo ha'adam. What is the straight path that a person should choose? Kol shehi tiferes lo oseha, v'tiferes lo min ha'adam. Anything that is full of glory for the one who does it, and for those who see it. Meaning something that makes you proud and something that makes your other people proud. That's the way that a person should act. We'll talk more about that. But let's see how he uses that Mishnah. And look, my neder made Rav Nachman so upset. He couldn't find a way out of it. He threw me away from him. He threw me out of his bezdin. So I never wanted to get somebody so upset. That's my Pesach. My Pesach is that if I would have known how upset Rav Nachman would have gotten, I would never have made the neder. V'shor l'nafsha. And therefore, that was his Pesach, and he was able to be mounted the neder himself. The Rashba and others, the Ran, say that it doesn't really mean himself here. It means that he found the Pesach himself, and then he went to somebody else with that Pesach and was able to be mounted it. That's what the Rashba here says. V'lo shehitur l'nafshi ayide Pesach zeh. Ella acher shematza Pesach zeh. After he found this, chazer lo eitzel Rav Nachman v'hitur lo. He went back to Rav Nachman afterwards. Oh, Eitzel Chacham Acher. Doesn't mean that he literally did it himself, because there's a drash, and the Ran also quotes this, Lo Yachel Dvaro. Lo Yachel Dvaro. Hu Eino Mochel Avalachirim Srichin Avalachirim Mochel Lo. So you can never be mata your own nether. So that's what the Rishonim say here. It means that someone else matted it for him. Just means that he found his own Pesach. The Rashba just adds, V'hadalo Arminin Hadalo Kami to Rav Nachman. Why didn't he say he went back to Rav Nachman? It just said he found the Pesach and he was mata it. Why doesn't he say that? Either because it's embarrassing. He got him all upset, now he's going to go back to him. So either it was embarrassing, or he went to somebody else. That's why it doesn't matter where he went to. The guard doesn't have to say that he went to somebody else. Either way, it doesn't mention the last line of the story. Okay, 2 points on this little story. Number one, the Meiri on this Gemara talks about this Mishnah. Right? Tveres lo oseha, v'tveres lo min ha'adam. What does it mean, having glory from yourself and from others, says the Meiri. Sometimes a person doesn't do things for the right reasons. We act in a shalol lishma way. Even though it looks good to people. I'm doing it, you know, maybe I'm doing it because of peer pressure. I don't really want to do this mitzvah. I mean, everybody else is doing it, so I have to do it. So I might be doing something that I'm not into. I don't want to do this, but it looks good to everybody. So ain't it teferis lo oseha? That's not a glory. That's not full of teferis for the one who does it. And then sometimes you have the opposite. Interesting usage of the word hedyot. Mahadyet atzmo. Sometimes a person lowers themselves and makes themselves a hedyot. Yosher midai l'kavana tova. I lower myself so much with great kavanas. I'm totally lishma. But people think it's so unusual. They see me act in a certain way. V'yavo bishi teferes lo oseha, ain't it teferes lo min adam. So it doesn't make me look good in other people's eyes. So says the Meiri, you got to find the way to do something l'shem shemayim, and you feel good about it. You feel l'shem shemayim, and also other people are proud of what you are doing. They hold you in high regard based on your actions. That's the Meiri here. It's the Meiri here. Maybe he says it on Avos also. That's the Meiri here. Similarly, just one other connected idea. That's Rabbeinu Yonah on that Mishnah Perkei Avos. Rabbeinu Yonah says when we do something, it should be inspiring for both. Inspiring both for me and for others, says Rabbeinu Yonah on that Mishnah. Gam sorach lehisna'us b'mitzvahs lulav na'atalos na'asever Torah noi. Quotes, Hidr Mitzvah. Quote, Hidr Mitzvah. What's Hidr Mitzvah about? Hidr Mitzvah about is Shifaru b'nei Adam. When we have a nice lulav, a nice sefer Torah, etc., Hidr Mitzvah, it's that other people will see how I'm doing the mitzvah and be inspired by it. V'yishapchu aleihem. And they'll praise him. And then he says, also for a person himself, v'teferes la'asoso she'mechina leif tahar la'adam, you prepare your heart, u'mechadeshes bekirbo ruach nechona, and you prepare yourself. So again, both, these are how we're supposed to do avodas Hashem, both in terms of our own lushma kavanas, and in terms of making other people proud when they see an Oved Hashem acting properly. Okay, one other, that was the Dvar Agada on the story, but now one Dvar Lumdis on the story. That is, what did this story say? That Rav Nachman tried to help Rav Safra out by getting him out of his nether. The Quran says, did you know about this? Did you know about that? So the Ran asks a basic question, and that is, we know, as we've been discussing the past couple of blot, there are two ways to get out of the nether. A Pesach and a Charata. Pesach and Charata. So ask the Ran, why is it, three lines from the bottom in the Ran, Haidlo Pesach Leib Charata, why did Rav Nachman try to help him out by looking for a Pesach? Did you know about this? Did you know about that? Why didn't he go the Charata route? Why didn't he say, do you feel bad about it that you did this? He just tried to say, did you know about that? Did you know about that? Why not Charata? So the Ran has two important answers. Number one, the Ran says, second to last line, Lefisha Rav Nachman Hayamakir B'Durav Safra, or B'Durav Schora, to lo asa lakame el kadeshim shalo Pesach, Hayamachmir al atzmo. Slowly is dita b'charata. Number one, he knew that Rav Schora didn't want to rely on charata. Pesach is a better way to get out of it. It's a stronger way to get out of it. Pesach. Had you known about this, you wouldn't have taken the nether. So he knew that Rav Schora wanted to go on the to be machmir on himself only to use Pesach. Number one. The second answer is much discussed by the Achronim. The Yesh Mefarshim, last line in the Ran. Why? Again, what's the question? Why did Rav Nachman only look into Pesach and not into Charata to help out Rav Schora? She'oso neder haya ke'ein dvar mitzvah. The neder that Rav Schora took was somehow a dvar mitzvah neder. Kigon, it was, for example, she'noder lehis'ano zman yadua. He took upon himself to fast for a month. To fast for a month. V'his'ano mixas oso zman. And he had fasted part of the time already. Rav Schora had fasted part of the time, and now he's coming to get out of the rest of the time. V'ilud, on the next Amud. V'ilu hayi mischarit al ikir ha-neder, if he would have gone through charata, after having fasted for 15 days, he would have had charata. You know, I feel bad about this, what it caused. Yovad schar tani Yosef shehisane, im hayatoa al arishonos. He would have lost the reward for the previous fastings that he already had fasted. Because he would feel bad. Oh, I can't believe I did this. If I would have known, I would never have done it. If I feel bad, and therefore I want to stop it now. So says the Ran, if you would have gone down the charata path, you would have lost the schar of the mitzvahs that you've done already, the fast days. That's why he didn't want to go through charata. Period. End of Ran. What's the kasha?
If he did Pesach.
So why is Pesach any better? Why is that? If you got Pesach, why is that? If I would have known, I wouldn't have taken the nether. So what? If you went through Pesach, it wouldn't be? So say the Achronim in Achinami. Through Pesach, you would not have lost your days of fasting, even though through Charata, you would have lost your days of fasting. The Ayelas HaShachar says, If you do it through charata, everything's wiped out. You're upset about what you did. If you're toa al harishonos, you're upset about your previous adarim, you lose everything. The nether is batel, but you don't lose everything that you did. How do we say this? What's the lundus? As we've said before, lamafreya lamafreya, or mikanu lahaba lamafreya. When we say in various areas of halacha that something is uprooted lamafreya, do we say it's as if it never happened? For example, miyun, discussed by miyun. What's miyun? A tana can walk out of a rabbinic marriage. So after she walks out, so does the previous husband have to pay back everything that he ate from her? It's as if it never happened. So Reb Chaim said, no, it's what we call mikanu lahaba lamafreya. It happened in its time, but once this event happens, we view it now in hindsight as if it never happened. But at the moment that it happened, it happened. So say the Achronim, quotes from Rav Shimon Shkap and from the Dvar Yaakov, the Biurei Daf quotes here, that's the difference between Neder and Charata. When it comes to the difference between Charata and Pesach, when it comes to Charata, it's Lomafreya, Lomafreya. And therefore, if you fasted half the month and then you want to have Charata, you're going to blow the whole thing. So therefore, he don't want to go down that Charata path, he tried the Pesach path. Because Pesach is Mikana Lahaba Lamafreya. If you would have known about it, would you have taken this nether? No? Okay, I'm going to stop it right now. It's as if it never happened, but it did happen Bishaito. Okay. That's why, that's an important so that we get out of this Sarat. Another Nafkamina, interesting Nafkamina, the Gilead Marsha brings up, Rav Shlomo Eger, it's been Reish Chav Ches in Adarim. Reish Chav Ches. Misha Misana Alpi Neder, Shenadar Lehis Anos Biyamim Yiduim. Let's say, he quotes Chavos Yair, if I make a nether to fast a certain amount of days, and then I'm going to stop a nether, not fast the whole nether, only 20 out of the 30 days. What about all the anenus that I said? Were they all brachos levatala? All the anenus that I said, it comes out now, they weren't fast days, I weren't mekabel them. So were they all brachos levatala? I said anenu, I said shame Hashem for nothing. So says the Chavos Yair, just to be safe, every day by mincha yishmi mekabel it again. A separate fast day. So you separate them. It's not one long fast day. Because if you do keep it as one long fast day and then you regret it later on, all these could be brachas levatala mafreya. So according to these achronim, that would only be a problem according if you have charata. By Pesach, wouldn't be a problem. Because by Pesach, it would still be there b'shaita. It's just to be kind of habal mafreya. It would be uprooted. Okay, that's a big, important difference between how charata and Pesach work. Is it uprooted lamafreya or mikano lahaba? Okay, there's more here, but we'll continue now. Second to last line. Reb Shimon Barebi, Havile Nidra Lamishra, Reb Shimon, the son of Rebbe, had a nether to be matir. Asala Kamayhu de Rabbanan, he came in front of the Rabbanan. Omri Le Nadarta, that's the Hachi. Did you know about this originally? This detail? Omri Le In, yeah, I knew about it. That's the Hachi In, Kamazimnin. So they couldn't figure a way out of his nether. They couldn't figure a way out. They kept asking, did you know about this? Did you know about that? They couldn't figure it out. V'havi kam mitztari Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan were very upset. They were pained. Mishimsha l'tulu, mitulu l'shimsha. From the sun to the shade, and from the shade to the sun. What does that mean? So the pash just means that they were just all day. They were going in the sun. They were in the sun, and then it got hot. They went in the shade, in the sun, in the shade. The Marsha here says that there were some early sources that the Bati Medrash in those days were half in the shade and half in the sun. Half in the shade, half in the sun, and therefore they went. When it was cold, they went into the sun, and when it was hot, they went into the shade. The Marsha here says on our daf, he says, let me find it. He says, Shamati. Sheyesh ba'artzos bonim lahem batim chetzion mekura v'chetzion she'ena mekura. Right, semicircle. Half of the room was roofed and half was not. Milamala u'b'shachris u'b'erev k'shashemesh eino cham kolkach. In the early morning and evening when the sun wasn't so strong, him yoshim b'makam she'ena mekura. They stayed where is eino mekura. They stayed in the sun to warm them up. U'b'tzaharayim shashemesh cham yoshim b'makam mekura. They went into under the roofed part. V'chein ha'ya binyin beis ha'medr shalahem. That's what it means. That they went from, it just means all day. That's all this slushin means. It was all day. They couldn't figure it out. That's what it means. The Shita Mekubetza says, a little deeper, Mekubetza says that they did it bedafka, so everybody sees how much pain they were in. They went, they schlepped from the sun to the dark because they wanted to create this Pesach. So that's why they went back and forth in order to show everyone how much pain they were in. So Amarle, skipping the parentheses, Amarle Bitnis, Breda Abashol Ben Bitnis, Min Adart. So you see, he was named after his grandfather, another of those Bakaros. Mina Darta Daita the Mitsari Rabana Mitula Shimshim Shishla Tula. If you would have known all this pain that you're causing these great rabbis, would you have made the nether? Omer Lo, no, this I didn't know about, and I feel bad, Vishar Yuha. Therefore they martyred the nether. Can you have it?
If you would have known, it would have been so hard to get out of the nether.
Right, if you would have known, it would have been so hard to get out of the nether. Yeah, that's what it seems to be. Maybe only, right, maybe it's the Bar Mitzvah, maybe it's a special type of tzar being caused by the Rabbanah, but you're right, we're going to have even more in another minute. But it sounds like from here, these types of examples, like no matter what, if you would have known it's so hard to get out of this nether, would you have made the nether? It sounds like seems to be okay. Next story. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi, hab yilei nidra l'mishra. Again, Rabbi Shmuel had a nether to be matir. Also la kamayo de Rabbanah. Came in front of the Rabbanan, Amrulei Nadadada Adhachi, Amaluhu in, yeah. Nadadada Adhachi, did you make a ned there with this in mind, Amaluhu in? So again, they can't figure out a way. Kamazimnin, they did it a few times, this occurred. Came into Chasa Hahu Katsra, so they're standing there in court, standing there in Beis Din, and all of a sudden, this Katsra, this launderer, saw the Kabitsari Rabbanan. He saw that there was such problems here, the Rabbanan were so upset by Rabbi Shmuel, that he couldn't get his neder gotten rid of. Machia Ba'ochla de Katsra, he takes one of his tools and he bangs him on the head. He bangs him on the head that he was so upset at this rabbi that was causing problems. Amr, that is the Machi Le Katsra Lo Nadri, Bashari Lanafshe. He says, oh, I didn't mean anybody to get so upset that it hit me on the head. So therefore, that was enough of a neder, that was enough of a heter, because he got banged on the head, and he said, I never had this in mind.
I understand, we said yesterday that all the Darim, it's Shayim, and you standing by the sword, and all these Tamil Chacham are taking.
Right, and interesting, that I saw one bring that Ha'ara, but these must have been Nidre Mitzvah, right? The question is, that didn't we have back on Daftas, right? Nidre Rishayim, only Nadarim, Rishayim take Nadarim. You have all these examples of these great rabbis who took Nadarim. So it must be these were Nidre Mitzvah. Must be they were like the Rana.
There's a couple coming up down clearly.
Right, not Nidre Mitzvah. Some won't be Nidre Mitzvah, some will be based on situational cases, we'll see. But at least so far, these might have been Nidre Mitzvah. But you're right, some of them might not have been, as we'll see in a minute. But first, the Gemara continues the story. Amalei Rav Acha midifti l'Ravina, hainolad hu, d'lo masik adaite d'machile katsura. 1 minute. It's a new concept we haven't had yet. What do you mean? These cases are examples of nolad. Nolad, like on Shabbos, nolad means something new, right? Something's a type of muksa on Shabbos, but nolad means a new situation which you can never have forecast originally. This is a nolad. This, you could have had the probability if somebody would have hit you on the head in the Beis Din. It's a case of nolad, a new circumstance that just came up. The Tanina, we learn later on in the Mishnah, ain't poskalim nolad. You don't make a Pesach based on Nola, based on a new circumstance. If you could have forecasted, and it's probable, and you just didn't have it in mind, fine. But if you didn't know about it at all, and it's so unusual, you don't use that for a Pesach. You see the Rush here? The Rush here says in the fifth line, Demeacher she'eino matzui, since it's not common, to lo masik adaite. You don't have it in mind. She'yera dover zeh lo havi charata lakran and demeikaro. Is that really a shu charata? Is that really because you didn't know about it? So you can't put this back. Had you known, you didn't know. Even if you would have known, maybe you wouldn't have. This is going to happen. You wouldn't have taken it seriously. Sein poskan menolad. So Amalei answers Ravina. Hi, lav nolad hu. No. It's not really nolad here. It's not so unusual. The shchichi apikore de besari rabbanan. There are always people that give rabbi saris. Shchichi apikore de besari rabbanan. So you know this guy caused. You're right. This specific. Can you know the details? But shchichi apikore de besari rabbanan. It's not a case of nolad. That's the answer. Meaning, when do we say nolad is not allowed? Nolad is not allowed when it's a nolad de lo shchiach. But if it's a nolad de shchiach, so then. then we say that's not a problem of being posef or nolad. The Kesef Mishnah points out the Rambam doesn't seem to have this chilik in Hilchos Shvuos Vav Yud Beis. He explained this chilik. He explains it. But time at the mill. So why is there a chilik between shchiach and not shchiach? Tekiva de oso nolad shchiach tuva. Since if a case of nolad is common, amdin and daite, we estimate in his mind shilohaya milo belibo nolad ze haya nimna milidar. If he would have known about this, he would have taken it seriously because it's something common and it would have affected his original neder. And the only reason he took the neder is because he didn't think about this. So he could say it as if it was a mistake and the neder really didn't take place. But if the neder is not common, then even if he might have known about the situation, he still would have taken the neder. Afilu im hayamaila aliba oso nolad lo hayanimna mi lider bishvil kach. V'cheinir adas Ramban. That is how the Kesef Mishnah explains a nolad de shchiach and a nolad de lo shchiach. But he ends off saying, "Avol einir kein midiver rabenu." Doesn't seem to be machalik between shchiach and not shchiach. You have to figure out how the Rambam reads this Gemara. But that is the issue of nolad. Also, an important ha'ara of the Shalmei Nedarim here. Yeah, one of the great achronim on Nedarim, quoting the Maharit. Marit says, "Afal gav de sibas ha'akolo masik adaite." He could have known about this specific case. What kind of tsaris that was the Gemara talking about? They give the best in tsaris. He didn't give the best in tsaris. It was the rabbi who was coming in who was giving the best in tsaris, and he got hit on the head himself. That's something common. That's something usual. That it not be Karis who sees one rabbi bothering other rabbis will hit the first rabbi. That's common. Says the Shalmei Nedarim, no, it's not common. But you don't need the specific case to be common. You just need the general category to be common. Afal gav de sibas ha'akolo masagadaite. Even though he couldn't have had this in mind, she yakum akobis lachus al kvodesh al chachamim, and Apikaris is going to hit because he's worried about the covet of other rabbis. Demishu who poker b'milsa the shayach be b'shriach de pakar aval kivet shaka atzma shriach hitting a shriach. Doesn't matter who you're hitting, but the hitting is shriach. The bitzar the rabbana bana also efshar hu gam kishi says harenu al sibakala. He quotes that you don't need the specific ones to be thought about as long as you have, or you don't need the specific nola to be thought about as long as you have the general idea. It's included in the category of nolad de shriach. Okay, then he even quotes related to an ein ones begin, which we had earlier in Maseches Ksubas. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Debisu, second to last skinny line. Debisu da Abaya Havila Hubarta, Haibarta. Abaya's wife had a daughter. Had a daughter. Hu Amar Lekrevai, he Amar Lekreva. There was a little discussion or argument between Abaya and his wife, and they each wanted this daughter to marry somebody from their side of the family. So she says, Lekrevai, to my relatives. And he amr lekreva to my relatives. So as Ari said, this doesn't seem to be like such a dvar mitzvah, unless you say, like getting a good shidduch. I'm thinking it's appropriate, you know, that's also something important. Omar la, so finally Abaya says, I'm making sure that you don't take it to your side. Titzra hanasi alach, my hana is usher to you, I avart adatoi. Umitzvah la lekrevach. If you marry her to somebody from your side, you know, it's my hana is usher to you. And lo and behold, Azlis Faris al Daite, the insula of the Kreva, and Abaya's wife did it. She took the daughter and married her. I don't know if Abaya was at the wedding, married her to somebody from her side. Also a comedy of Yosef. Rav Yosef comes, Abaya comes in front of Rav Yosef. Amar Leis, so Rav Yosef says to Abaya, if you'd have known your wife wouldn't have listened to you, would you have made such an nether? Amarla, no, I thought this was going to work. I thought this was going to be effective. V'shayi Rav Yosef. And that was enough. That was enough of a Pesach in order to be matur the neder. Yes, the Gemara, Mishari ki agavna. Does this kind of Pesach work? This is the most extreme, similar to what you said before. This is Dafka. Would you know that somebody would violate the neder? This is exactly against what you're trying to prevent. So that's enough of a Pesach. If you would have known that you would be hungry today, would you have made the neder to fast? But if you would have known that you would have eaten, it's just the opposite. That's enough of a Pesach? And the answer is yes. If a person really says that if had they known this, they wouldn't have made the neder, we still trust them. In V'hatanya, after all, we have the following brisa. Maisa b'adam echad shehidir es ishto milalos l'regel. A man once made a neder that his wife should not be olaregel, should not go up to Yushalayim. The Avra al Daito also the regel, and she went up to the regel. She went up against his wishes. Again, I guess they weren't together on Yontif. unless he went up and she followed him. Either way, we spoke yesterday from the Klal Yakar about the importance of family when it comes to Yantif, Miva Miyahochim. It's a beautiful Klal Yakar on that pasuk, but I guess here he didn't want his wife to go. Ubalav me Reb Yossi Amarlo, and Reb Yossi against it. Ilu haya isa yodea sheoveres al daita olo leregel klum hedarta. Would you have been olo regel had you known she would have violated your words and gone up? So Amarlo, no, I didn't. Vihitiru Reb Yossi, and based on that, Reb Yossi was mater. Oh. Is he stopping her from doing a mitzvah? Well, what mitzvah is there? Oh, so let's see. So, woman mechuyevus in aliyah
l'regel?
Even if they're not, what? She can still do it. Why? It's like a mitzvah. Let's see what the Rishonim say here. First of all, the Rush. The Rush says v'olso l'regel. Right here, the Rush in the Pirush. V'olso l'regel. Second half of the Rush. Shahayu miskabsin l'shmoa hadrasha. They wanted to hear there was a great drasha given in Yerushalayim on Yontif. So she wanted to hear the drasha. The Av Hanashim, how you know Agos L'mitzvah, Lavo Shama Valiros Bikvoda Shel Torah. They used to go to see Kavanah Torah. As we mentioned, I think 2 weeks ago, we came up about the Chiyuv of women in Talmud Torah. We spoke about the parts that they're Mechuyavos in, the Ramah, the Beis Halevi on Mishpatim, two aspects of Talmud Torah. Maybe they're only Mechuyavos in the Lamaisa aspect, not in the Lishma aspect. We said though that they have plenty to learn themselves, but either way, the lishma aspect not. But
was it to see
covenant Torah? It's right here. Mitzvah Torah. Liros, I guess a rav giving a drasha to an expansive crowd, that would be covenant Torah. Similar to hakel, right here, the rush on the daf, right? So this sounds like hakel, right? Anashim ba'am lomod, v'anashim ba'am lishmoa. What do you mean lishmoa? So this is like lishmo, to see the Kavanah Torah. That's the rush. The other issue that is brought up here is, what else would you bring up here? Aliyah l'regel b'zman hazeh. Is there a mitzvah of aliyah l'regel post Beis Hamikdash? So the Marit Tzchayis here quotes all of the Makoris related. Again, there are a number of Gemaras that point in various directions. So give you one or two, and then we'll see some others. The Gemara Psachim Dav Gimel. Right, there was a, remember that Gemara? The Gemara said that there was a certain Arimian, Arma'a, that used to go up to eat the Karban Pesach. It says, Kal ben nechal yochabal. Goyim are not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. But he used to go up, he used to trick everybody there. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Viseira wanted to trick him into revealing himself. So what happened? So Arma'a was telling Rabbi Yehuda ben Viseira, oh, I eat the best parts of the Karban Pesach. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Viseira tells him, did they ever give you from the tail? The tail's the best part. Let me give from the tail, this Psachim Dav Gimel. He says, no, I never got the tail. He's like, oh, I ask him for the tail. So he goes, they ask him for the tail. So they say, the tail. The Jews in the Beis Hamikdash, what do you mean? The tail gets burnt. What's he asking for the tail? So they looked after him and they found out who he was and they got rid of him. So that's how he tricked him into revealing himself. So he has Tosfos, Psachim Dav Gimel. Why wasn't he the Vaseir in Yerushalayim? He sent him to go to Yerushalayim. Why wasn't he in Yerushalayim? So either Lo Hayelo Karka, he didn't have Dalet Amos in Eretz Yisrael. That's one chiddush. But if you don't live in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to go from Galus. Oh, Zakein, Sheni Yochal Halach Baraglav, Inami, Netzivin Chutz La'aretz Hi. He lived in Chutz La'aretz. All those Ketnucham Zivri. The Ode, so, Ein Lo Karka Zakein, so based on that Tosfos, this Gemara seems to say that another answer given is maybe it's Bizman Hazeh. Yeah? What, the Atzmos Yeveshos?
Yeah.
That's why he never had Karka, because he was from Atzmos Yeveshos. Okay. But either way, that Gemara seems to say that there is no issue of going Bisman Hazeh. Again, there's a Tashbates, there are many Makaros. There's a beautiful article about this, if you want to see it. It's Beshvile HaParsha. So there has three or four articles of Aliyah L'regel Bisman Hazeh. One of the articles, so it's on and he quotes, for many Rishonim, it seems like the issue of Aliyah L'regel is connected to Akrovas Karbanos. So if that applies, that's the you say Pashtus, that Bizman Hazeh, there is no mitzvah of Aliyah L'regel. Go to Yerushalayim Bizman Hazeh. Is there a mitzvah of Bizman Hazeh? Is there a kiyum? So the Maritz Chayetz holds in one of his other Svarim, not here, that maybe when there is a Bizman Beis HaMikdash Haya Kayam, when the Beis HaMikdash was Kayam, there was a chiyuv to go, and therefore even B'nai Bavel would try to go because at least B'nai Eretz Yisrael would have a chiyuv. Masha'en Kain, after the Churban, where there is no chiyuv, It's just a kiyum. If you want to go wonderful, so then people didn't go the extra mile to try to do that kiyum. Either way, he talks about maybe there is such a kiyum even bisman hazeh. He also in this article talks about are you yotzei al the other regular if you drive. Because a lot of makoros in the beginning of Chagiga talks about walking al regel. If you have to walk there, if you can't walk, you're potter from al the regel. If you have to go on your father's shoulders, different levels of ketanim. So they had wagons. So what about the rides? So the same issue. But he talks about that a lot of the Gemaras, the beginning of Chagiga, talk about mamish regel. So maybe we'll take the wagon all the way up. Here we could drive all the way up to Har Habayis. So that are you yotzei driving with a car? And he talks about is the mitzvah of aliyah per se a mitzvah, or is it just once you get there? Is it a hachana? Okay, there's more related. If you want to look up there, b'shvilei aparsha. Okay. So Masha from Argamar, by the way, that there is a mitzvah because they're talking about it with Bizmana Gemara, but they're still being Ola Regal, even though it's post Korban Abayis. Period. One other Ha'ara, and then we'll do the Mishnah. The Ran here, second to last, well, even before that, earlier, the Ran, about a third of the way down, asks, what's the last case that we just had? Somebody makes a nether to his wife, you know, you can't go to Alila Regal, and she violated. Isn't that like a Nidre Zrizen? We had on Daf Chaf, on the base, the beginning of the parak, that if somebody obviously is making a neder just to encourage something, we don't take it seriously. We don't take it seriously. The Gemara, the Mishnah said, the beginning of the parak, right? Nidri Zuzin, right? I say, I'm not going to sell this to you for less than this. I'm not going to buy it. So we don't take that seriously. That doesn't even need to be matir. Because it's a nedri, it's just to be mizaris yourself. So they ask the Ran, isn't this a case of Nidri Zuzin? Why do you even have to look for a heter here? It's just to be mizaris yourself. So the Ran asked that, V'im Tomar, about 10, 12 lines down in the Ran. Why is in this case of taking a nether that my wife shouldn't be Ola Regel, why is this different? Why does this need a heter? So the Ran answers, the difference is, when did V'yesh Lomar, where is it? D'lo dami. D'nidri's Ruzin d'masisan ain't piv libo shavin shal mocher v'lo shal lokeach shavin. Shal olam lo yedaita shal mocher shal lo yifchus min asela v'lo dada shal lokeach shal lo yosef al shekel. In the earlier case, a real Nedri's Ruzin, a person doesn't have in mind at all, ever, that this is going to come true. It's pure zeros, it's pure encouragement, and he doesn't have in mind at all that this is going to come true. Mashiach, in our case, he hopes it'll come true. He feels bad afterwards, but he hopes it'll come. I make a net that my wife shouldn't go to Biel Larego. Well, that's a total fake. I don't mean that at all. There, I mean it. After she violates, I'm upset about it, then I change it. But that's not a regular case of Nidri's Ruzin where you don't mean it even L'chadchila. So therefore, says the Ran, you cannot compare this case to a regular case of Nidre Zeruzin. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Rabbazim ben Yaakov Omer. Let's say you're trying to invite somebody for Shabbos, and they always come up with excuses. And you really want them to come for Shabbos. So what do? You want your friend to come? Yomer lo, kol neder she'asid ani asid lidar hu batel. Right? Before you make the neder of, if you don't come to me, I'm going to, all your nechasim and my nechasim are asid to you. But before you say that, you say, any neder that I say is going to be batel. So that's also an example of a Nidre Zeruzin, says the Mishnah, right? Afarotza, the Mishnah starts off. This is also a case of Nidre Zeruzin that you don't need to be matir because you said beforehand, I don't mean it. I don't mean the following nether. Ubilvash, yizlacha b'shas nether. As long as you remember b'shas that you made the nether that you previously said, you gave a moda'ah, you said, what I'm about to say is meaningless, but I really want my friend to eat by me, so I'm going to make a nether. If you don't eat by me, then everything is usser. So you're usher to me and I'm usher to you. So as long as a person says that beforehand, then the neder doesn't have teeth, and it's like an Nidre Zeruzin, and therefore one does not need a heter. Ask the Gemara 1 minute. The kiva de amar kol neder shani asa lidar yehi batel lo shama levelasi bahadei. I mean, the whole point is for you to get your friend, to encourage your friend to come eat by you. But if before you make the neder, you say, whatever I say is meaningless. I make a neder, so he obviously knows it's meaningless. So what's the purpose of that neder? It's not going to work anyway. He sees that what you're saying is meaningless. So ask the Ran, why can you say that part quietly? So just say the first part quietly, so he doesn't hear you. Say it to yourself, and then the rest of it say out loud. So the Ran says, Inachinami. Come up with another answer. The Ran on the bottom says, Inachinami. You could have done that, but the Gemara wants to come up with another answer. But other Rishonim argue here. The Rush says here in Simon Dalad, quoting the Uraim, Upir Shabazim Metz, Dim Bitel Bechashoi Ain Bitulo Bitel. What you see from this Gemara? If you were Mevatel, your neder quietly, it would not work. Tekiva the Nader Bistam, because since you made the neder out loud, You made the neder out loud. Even though you're thinking now in your mind, your previous quiet tnai, havi dvarim shebelev, v'lo mochichim, v'lo havi dvarim. Ava, what's the only thing that works? Imbitel befarhesia. This is the Rush in the back, in the Psakim, not in the Pirish. Aval imbitel befarhesia. So then, have a dvarim shebelev de mochichin. Umoelas nachshavos levatel haneder. If you had said it befarhesia earlier, that could be, work as a bittel. But if you said quietly, it cannot work as a bittel. And this comes up in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Reish Yud Aleph. The Bach quotes this, this Rush. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Ha'omer neder shani rosa lidar lo yehe neder. The person says, the neder that I'm about to take is not going to, it shouldn't be a neder. V'nadar in a neder. And he makes a neder, it does not work. But medvar mamurim, when do we say that this works as a preventative measure? Shehotzi tchila bisvasav, where he says it beforehand. Lomer shalo yehe neder. Aval im chashav kach belibo, if he just thinks in his mind, what I'm about to say is not a neder, havidvarim shebelev. But it doesn't work. And then he quotes V'yesh Omrim. And there are those that say Da'afilu Omar Kain Bilachash Havi Dvarim Shebelev. Even if you said it quietly, it's also a Dvarim Shebelev. And Dvarim, you said it. It's still called Dvarim Shebelev. Dvarim Shebelev, and this quoted here, Rush, right, in the Dvarim, right, is quoted that, what does Dvarim Shebelev mean? It doesn't only mean if you think it. Even if you say something quietly sometimes, it is Dvarim Shebelev. And the Shach and the Taz quote, how this relates to Kriya Shema, how this relates to other contexts where you have to say something. Mashmiya la'aznav. If you're not Mashmiya la'aznav, right? We possibly have to be Mashmiya la'aznav. What if I say Kriya Shema tefillah without being Mashmiya la'aznav? Does that count? That could be Dvarim Shebelev. So you see, sometimes there's a certain ramah, there's a certain level of speech, of loudness, of volume that you need, and if you don't have it, it's called Dvarim Shebelev. You don't need pure thought. So this Rosh is another example of it. That even if you said it quietly, it still might work. So the Ron says, no problem. It's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, whether it would be Dvarim Shebelev if you say something very quietly. Because again, the Gemara doesn't have that up, doesn't have that example. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, the Gemara does not talk about saying it quietly. So if you say it out loud, so what's the purpose of it? The guy's not going to come to you for Shabbos anyway. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Chisurei mechsera v'hakiktani. There's missing in the Mishnah, and this is how the Mishnah is really talking about two cases. Split the Mishnah. Harotza shiyochal etzlo chaveiro, umisariv lo, bo umadiro. If a person wants his friend to eat by him, and the guy keeps refusing, so he can make a neder, nidrei zeruzin hu. So that's a case, another example of nidrei zeruzin. That the your neder does not need to be nishal because it's just for encouragement. And what's the chiddush of this line? The Rush explains because you might have thought from the first Mishnah that it's just mekach umemkar. Just by business, we could use this principle of people want to encourage each other about sale price. So that's what, with just the first Mishnah, I would have said the concept of Nizri Zeruzin is only by business. That's the Chiddush of this second Mishnah, that it applies even by non-business cases. That's what the Ron says on, that's what the Rush says on top. That's the first half of the Mishnah. A separate case about eating. The second half of the Mishnah, which is very important, this is the Amud coming up right here about Kol Nidre. And the second half of the Mishnah is talking about a separate case. If a person doesn't want his future Nidarim to be Mekuyam, Kol Hashana, the whole year, what does he do? Yamod, Barash Hashana. He should stand on Rosh Hashanah, the Yomar, and say, Kol Neder Shani Asir Lidar Yehe Batel. Any Neder that I'm going to say this year should be Batel today. Ubavachi Yizachar B'Shas Neder. As long as I remember B'Shas HaNeder that I made that previous condition. So it's really two cases of the Mishnah. The first case of the Mishnah, first line of the Mishnah is about, if I want to get my friends to eat by me, I can make the Neder, and that's called the Nidrei Zeruzin. Second half of the Mishnah is a separate din. Separate din. If I want to prevent any Neder that I take that year to have importance and to have any significance, I could say today, any Neder that I take in the future will be batal. Oh, so we'll get to that in a minute. First of all, says the Rush and the Rashba, lav dafka Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, say on Rosh Hashanah, any day. He just gives an example of a Yom Yuchad. A Yom Miyuchad. The Rosh says, actually in the back, but the Rashba here says, I'm reading you from the Rashba. The Rashba here says, Lav Dafka. Rosh Hashanah Lav Dafka, El Mishum to Amar Shalis Kaim and Adar of Kol Hashanah, Naka Yam and Rosh Hashanah. You're talking about the whole year. So you say the first day of the year. We don't Dafka need it to be Rosh Hashanah. The Shiva Kubetz is here, though, and other Tosis Yeshanim says it's Dafka Rosh Hashanah. Or Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, because we need a day that we assume that you're very serious. It's Yom HaDin. So we assume that this t'nai that you're making to prevent everything from the future, it's serious in your mind, and that's why the Tosfos Yeshayanim and the Shita Mekubalet says here say that it's a day that we could be Omdin Daito, that you really mean it, and that's why it's Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. Yeah. Why can you do it once in your life? Right, the Rishonim does discuss if you're talking about remembering B'shas and Eder, Shlo B'shas and Eder, maybe that's the limit. Right, the Gemara says that you forget things after 12 months. Right, Zeir Alamation, Shtakach Ben Alev, that's what the Bunker for Yard site. So that's why maybe you can't, I mean, we forget things even less sometimes, but at least the Gemara says that's
Isn't this the end of
our Hataras Adarim? Oh, so we're going to get Hataras Adarim, but we're going to get to Kol Nidre in a minute. But the Gra says we pick Yom Kippur because it says Hashem Yislach La in the Parsha of Nedarim, and you're looking for Yom Slichu Mechila is the best day to do it. That's what the Gra in Tafrei Shutes says we do it on. We say such a formula on Yom Kippur. Let's finish, continue, and then we will talk about Kol Nidre. Says the Gemara. So what did we say related to Ari's question? You can make this Tanai as long as you remember the Tanai when you meet the Neder. Right on, in the middle of the year, I remember, oh yeah, I made the Tanai ready, so therefore it's not going to work. So the Gemara, 1 minute, just the opposite. Izachar, if I remember the condition that I made, I remember that I said 6 months ago that any nether that I make shouldn't be good, and I make the nether anyway, obviously I'm uprooting what I meant before. Obviously I want it to take place. Izachar akri l'tanai. If you remember, then you're obviously uprooting the original condition, v'kain l'nidre. It should be just the opposite. Which is the opposite. If you don't remember the Tanai, fine, then you can say the Tanai works. But if you remember the Tanai and you're making the Neder anyway, shouldn't we say that that Neder therefore overrides the Tanai? Two answers given. First answer, Amar Abaya, Tani, you're right, change it. Ubuvad shelo yehei zakar b'shasa Neder. Abaya says, you're right. When does a prior bittul work? Only if you forget it. If you forget it when you make the nether. Because if you remember it when you make the nether, you're obviously overruling what you did earlier. You're swearing today. You're not saying anything different, so why are you swearing? Why are you swearing today if you already said 6 months ago and you remember that you said 6 months ago that I don't want this to be chal? One answer. Rava Amar. Rava answers. Different answer. La olam kidamina meikara. No, go back to what we said earlier. Meaning, if you remember b'shas neder, so then that's when the tanai works. But what exactly does it mean, remember? Hacha b'mayaskinon, the following. Kagon shehisna b'rosh Hashanah, v'lo yada b'mayhisna. You remember you made some type of tanai, but you don't remember exactly what. You remember you said something, but you don't remember the details. V'hashta kanadar. And now you're making a neder. So we'll see exactly how this fits in a minute. Izachar b'shas ha-neder ba'amar al-das ha-rishona nino there. So in that type of case, where you remember a general idea that you made a neder, but you don't remember the details. So in that case, if you remember when you made a neder, and you say, whatever I'm saying today has to fit in with what I said earlier. So then nidre lesbe mashasha. So then your neder is subject to the tznai that you made earlier. Lo amar al das rishona nino der. But if you didn't say al das rishona, you remember you said something earlier, but you did not mention it today. Akri l'tnai v'kain l'nidre. So then the tnai is ne'ekar, and the nether is bekuyim because you didn't repeat anything today at the moment. Let's just finish the Gemara and then we'll talk about it. Yeah.
The concept that you make this protective nether, this protective statement Rosh Hashanah, it can't be like going on effect like for motive. Like if you know down the road I'm going to say things just for effect.
Right.
But that would fall under the concept of motivational.
A motivation, Nidre Zeruzin, right. So this is right. If it's a Nidre Zeruzin, you wouldn't even need this to do it. This must be cases where you really, at the moment, you would be more serious. Be more serious, and still you're able to prevent them. Let's finish this, and then we'll talk about Kol Nidre. Rav Huna Bar Chinna Sarva L'Midre Shabbat Pirka. Rav Huna Bar Chinna wanted to say all these halachis. You know, he wanted to give a shiur on all these halachis, that you could make this preventative idea. Amar Le Rava Tanaka Mistam Lastume K'dish Lo Yinhagu Kalos Rosh Ben Adarim V'Yadarsh Darash Dalai B'Pirka. The Tana in the Mishnah is not so clear, these halachis. And they did it on purpose, not to make it so clear, because they didn't want people knowing that they had this way out. Any nether that I say this year, you know, is meaningless. They don't want people to know that so much. It's the halacha, they could do it. But and you want to give a drasha about it? You want to give a shiur about it? No. It's not appropriate. Interesting. What does it say here? That it was bedafka? It was bedafka not said clearly? Didn't we say earlier that it's chisura mechsura? What does chisura mechsura usually mean? We usually understand that to mean, you know, it was something was lost in the transmission of this mission. It's missing words. And therefore, this is what it meant to say. From this line of the Gemara, it sounds like chisura mechsura was done bedafka. Bedafka in certain ways that you don't understand it, unless you really analyze. So it's, that doesn't seem like chisura mechsura. The Ran does not have the girsum chazira mechzira. You just look at the top line of the Rhine, it just says haki ktani. I don't know if that's known, yeah? Right, right. Is that right? The Rav Hutner mentions in a different context that the Torah Shebaal Peh, even when they had the Heter to write it down, was written dafka in the Torah Shebaal Peh way. So you need a Rebbe. And Achinami, it fits into that. But this is the Gemara said, the dafka left it in this way, so it's not public. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Kol Nidre. So there is a major machlokas here in the Rishonim. Tosfos here talks about it, and the Ran talks about it. Is Rava arguing on Abaya or not? Or is Rava adding on to what Abaya said? So the Ran, Moshe Rishonim, the Ran, and Tosfos, and the Rambam, and Rabbeinu Tam all say that Rava is not arguing on Abaya. Is not arguing on Abaya. Meaning, if you remember the Tanai, if you remember the Tanai when you said it, you make a Tanai at the beginning of the year, and then at the moment that you make the Nether, you remember the Tanai, everybody says that the Nether today is effective. You forget that if you remember the Tanai and you still make the Nether, then you're obviously overruling the earlier Tanai. So the Nether is effective. If you don't remember anything, if you don't remember, you made the earlier Tanai, so then the Nether is ineffective. Because you made that Tanai, just for this case. What's the issue? What does Rava add on? What if you remember a little bit, but you don't remember exactly what you said? Then it makes a difference whether you mention something at the moment or not. So there's really, according to Rov Rishonim, there's no machlokes between Abaya and Rava. The Re, though, in Tosfos say, though, there is a machlokes. And we hold like Rava. This is not one of the Alkagams. And what does Rava say? Rava says that if you forget the Tanai, right, Rava's arguing, if you forget the Tanai, then the Neder is Kayam. If you forget the Tanai, the Neder is Kayam. That's what the Re says. And if what the Re says, there's no point in saying Kol Nidre. That's what the Re says. Because the whole point is preventative, but according to Rava, says the Re, according to Rava, if you don't remember, the Neder is going to be Kayam. Who remembers that when they make a Neder during the year that they say Kol Nidre? So the Re says there's no point in saying Kol Nidre because we passing like Rava. Rov Rishonim don't passing that way. Like I said, Rov Rishonim, Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rambam, and the other days of Tosfos and the Ran all say that Rava and Abaya are not arguing here. And therefore, there is a point of saying Kol Nidre. So what's the purpose of Kol Nidre? So that's discussed here in the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam says Kol Nidre is preventative. Miyom Kippurim Zeh Ad Yom Kippurim Haba'ah. Kol Nidre is to prevent any neder that I make in the coming year from being chal. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. And Rabbeinu Tam argues on the other earlier Gaonim, Rav Sadia Gaon and others who say that no, Kol Nidre is to prevent to be matir nedarim from the previous year. That's what Rav Sadia Gaon says, and the Rush defends Rav Sadia Gaon greatly. From the previous year, there's a major machlokas we've shown him. What's Kol Nidre about? Is Kol Nidre, like our Gemara says, preventative? Or is Kol Nidre about the previous year's Nadarim? Like Rav Sadia Gaon. Rabbeinu Tam brings many kashas against Rav Sadia Gaon. Number one, Hataras Nadarim, you have to explicate exactly your Nadar. In Kol Nidre, we don't explicate exactly the Nadarim. You need three people. If it's really Hataras Nadarim that's going back on the previous Nadarim, you need three people. You need three people. So where are the, you know, the three people standing at the bima? Those are really being matzah. Who's matzahing their nadarim? If they're the ones being matzah, so what? Everybody else is saying in an undertone, and that's going to help. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like that. Rabbeinu Tam has other problems. First of all, mafreya tzarshet yasei de shlosho yachin mumche. Right, and that, there's no yachin mumche here. You have to have charata. There's no charata. So Rabbeinu Tam has many kashes on Rav Sadia Gaon. The Rush tries to defend all those kashes, but either way, this is a machlokas. We've shown him what the purpose is for Kol Nidre. Is it for the previous one, Nadarim, Rav Sadia Gaon and the Rush, or is it for the future ones, Rabbeinu Tam? In our nusach, we do both. We say miyom kippurim she'avar ad yom kippurim haba. So that includes last year's and next year's, because we try to be kolel. Both shittas. Again, there's a big nafkaminas though, if we would just pick one. Big nafkaminas. Number one, do you need with the lashon? Do you say the avar or the asid lashon? Number two, do you need to do it by yom? Right? We're machber to try to start in Kol Nidre by day, before shkia. So why do we do that? Because you're not made for nedarim on Shabbos or Yontif. So Yom Kippur. So do you try to do it earlier? That's the Rosh's chumrah. Because it's a real hataras nedarim. So you try to do it earlier. Rabbeinu Tam, you don't have to do it. Rabbeinu Tam, you're making a tanai for the future. You can do it on Yontif. You can do it on Yom Kippur. But we're machmer l'kol adeus. We're machmer for both shitas to try to hold both like Rabbeinu Tam and like the other Rishonim.
We do a Taurus and Darim.
Yeah.
Which is number three, and we say there's too many, and we can't even remember what they are.
Yeah, shalafartam.
So how does that work?
So right, so you try to be mafari what you remember.
Of course, Rabbi Natan, you have to be
mafari. Right. So again, according to that hatarsa, that's not a real hatarsa darim. We say you're allowed to use a relative. You're allowed to use. That's why you have more flexibility. But again, if you want to look for a summary of this in Tafreish Yotes, the Torah quotes Tafreish Yotes. He quotes some Rishonim who didn't do Kol Nidre. Why? Because they pass like the Ri, like the minority of Rishonim that Rav and Abai are arguing, and therefore there's no use in trying to prevent. Oh, just one other ha'ara that I forgot to mention, and that is according to Rav Rishonim like Rabbi Natan, this is for the future. But didn't the Gemara just say that we shouldn't darshan this in public? The Gemara, the last four lines, Rav Huna wanted to give a shiur about this, and he said, no. We try to keep it quiet because we don't want people knowing that they have this out, and you're darshaning it in public. So there's no more famous night than Kol Nidre. So how are we darshaning it in public? How are we doing that in public? So Tosfos here answers. Tosfos says, because nobody understands Kol Nidre anyway. It's in Aramaic. Nobody understands it. Says Tosfos, V'yish Lomar, four lines from the bottom. You give a shiur in English, they'll understand it. But of a kol nidre, shukitargumo, ain kol ha'amivinim. Nobody understands it. Nobody's talking to them specifically, saying exactly what the prayer. You should know what's going. You should know what's happening. Now we read all the English machzarim. But meikar be karo. Nobody really understands this, says Tosfos. That they have this ability of preventing nedarim throughout the year. So therefore, there's no violation of this. If they don't understand that, who's at work? So it doesn't work anyway. So again, you have a bigger problem if it's really hataras adarim. You really need it to work. The preventative, again, that's already, it's more flexible. Okay, we'll stop here. Mother Shem, we will continue. Okay, yesterday's Gemara about Ka'as in the Birchas Peretz from 2 weeks ago. The frogs, it goes to that Gemara.